Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get, well, not that good at it. You could do about half of your New Year's resolutions. You could, I don't know, join a CrossFit gym or something like that. Or you can start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. So, man, if you're out there and you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your own home. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral spray and serum treatments to find out which one works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there is no uncomfortable doctor visits. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if a treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/drinkingbros. That's Hims.com/drinkingbros for your personalized hair loss options. Hims.com/drinking bros.
Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
ShopOmahaSteaks.com. Give Dad the legendary Heartland quality he deserves for Father's Day. Plus, our listeners get $35 off with the promo code DRINKINGBROS at checkout. When it comes to Father's Day, some things never change. Dads want steak. Yes, yes, I do. A recent survey shows 75% of Americans agree there's no better way to spend Father's Day than grilling with the family. I agree. I love nothing more than hanging out with the fam, going to the pool, drinking, and having some great meats. Omaha Steaks is the best in the biz. Also love their burgers as well. Talked about those a couple weeks ago on here with the burgers. Those smash burgers, man, they're phenomenal. They're pre-packaged, pre-smashed, all that other stuff. And I know you're saying to yourself, well, what's the difference? It's just a patty or whatever. It's not. They're caramelized and seared and all that other fun stuff there. And it literally goes from freezer to bun in 5 minutes. And that's the truth. Anybody out there who's got kids, who tear through these things and then you want to make them real quickly and everything else, my wife was able to dial these in and rip through a whole package of, I think it was 16 free is what we got in the last box.
Yeah.
And yeah, man, they're phenomenal. Omaha Steaks has been America's original butcher since 1917, family-owned company with over 100 years of expertise in the meat industry. They also carry mouth-watering burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, desserts, and easy-to-prepare comfort food. This Father's Day, give Dad the world's best steak experience with Omaha Steaks. Visit OmahaSteaks.com for guaranteed perfect gifts that deliver legendary quality. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code DRINKINGBROS at checkout. That's OmahaSteaks.com. And you're going to get an extra $35 off with the promo code DRINKINGBROS at checkout. Head on over to that site, man. You can get lost in there, by the way. Bob, is that it up there?
Yeah.
What else do they have? I ordered burgers and steak last time.
I'm messing around with their seafood section here. They got lobster, shrimp, freaking crab.
Do they really?
Yeah, dude.
Dude, I haven't ordered that. I haven't ordered that yet. All right.
King crab legs, jumbo lump crab meat if you don't feel like cracking it open.
Yeah, let's go. Okay. I was unaware of that game.
Look at these thick puppies.
Yeah. I was just a steak boy and everything else. I didn't want to say, hey, wife, cook me a lobster for dinner. Like Henry VIII or something like that. But I will now. shit, if they can just drop it off at the house, that'd be great. I didn't want to go to the fucking grocery store and get it, which is exactly what Omaha Steaks does. They just drop it off right at your doorstep.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink. Welcome to Drinking Bros, kids. Chris Gronkowski is on the show today. Feeling powerful. We just did a deal with these guys for our new shakers. Put those up on screen, Bob, before we cut to Chris. Look at these things. God damn, these are sexy. Those are available for pre-order right now on drinkingbros.com. Chris and Co. are the inventors of these. You might have saw them on Shark Tank. They'll be available with Drinking Bros logos on them now. What's up, Chris? How are you, man?
Now, what's going on? It's been a little while. It's been like a year since I've been on.
No shit. It's too long. Some say too long, Chris.
I thought I was going to get the monthly invite back. Heard nothing for a while. You know, I didn't know if you guys were still doing it.
Well, here's the thing. We booze hard and we gamble hard. And I think last time you were on the show, we were talking about gambling, and you don't dabble in it that much.
No, I do sports betting for sure, but
not as hard. Like not as hard as we go. Like so, we're betting on like golf picks and shit like that.
I'm pretty disciplined with it. So I stick to one sport that I think I have an edge on, and I'm not going to take golf picks. I'm not going to take women's basketball. I'm going to stick with NFL football, and that's about it.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. So I said the same thing actually earlier on a show this morning. So I don't go on Major League Baseball whatsoever. The odds are shitty, and it's always usually predetermined on who the starting pitcher is. And if it's like Clayton Kershaw, you're not going to win any money unless you take the underdog, but that's a huge risk. So therefore, I don't bet on Major League Baseball. NBA is also really, really hard to bet because you take a team like the Warriors, and the Lakers used to do this back in the 2000s. When you're that good, you're not going against the point spread. You're just kind of coasting until the end of the game, and then you turn it on in the third quarter. But you usually don't hit those spreads very often. So I try to stay away from NBA. My two go-tos are college football, NFL, and then I'll bet on college basketball, but only after college football is over, so I have enough time to study it.
All right, man. So that's pretty good then. I thought you were talking about golf.
Golf as well. So like golf is actually new to the mix. We just added that show. What was that? 4 weeks ago, I think.
A little longer than that.
Yeah. Has it been?
It was right after Tory.
Okay. Yeah. So we got a guy here, our producer, Delco Dan, who is huge into golf, and his picks have been lights out. So last year he picked 7 out of 49, which is essentially 1 out of every 7 tournaments. And then this year he got another one right. And I was like, well, fuck, we should start doing these because the odds are so long. So we recorded that today as well. And we've been dancing right around the top of the leaderboard for all these. And it's fun because the odds are so huge in golf that even if you throw $50 on it, like the guy we just threw $50 on earlier pays off at $7,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
He got 7 right last year too.
He got 7 right last year, and then he's already got 1 right this year. And we've been close on a lot of the picks. So it's fun to bet on, and at least it's something on in the background, because I don't know if you're like me, but when football season and college hoops ends, you're just kind of in this dead period for like 4 months where you're like, shit, what now?
No, for sure. Yeah, it's rough. It's a rough couple months.
With you betting on professional football, are you allowed to call your brother and be like, hey, dude, What's going on with the injuries? Who's playing this week? Are you playing this week? How does that work?
Yeah. So, I mean, with the NFL, they're pretty, I mean, they have to be transparent with it. So if someone's on the injury list, you know, because they have to report it. So there's really no edge there. I try to think there is one. There's been times where I knew Rob wasn't playing, where other people, you know, probably didn't. And right. It's actually not helped me at all. I usually actually end up losing on those games. So it's a game, man, where it's unpredictable. You know, it doesn't matter what you know. You know, one player is really not going to completely change a game unless it's a quarterback. So it's tough. It's tough.
I look at what Calvin Ridley's going through right now. So he's out for the year for betting, but he was not playing at the time. You played in the NFL. Is it that much of an advantage if you're an actual player in the league, knowing what's going on, or was a year-long suspension too much for him?
Man, you have no clue who's going to win that game. You know, to tell you the truth, you go into a game and you don't even look at the point spread. You don't even know. And really, all you really know is your responsibility, and you know, again, you know what defense you're going against if you're an offensive player. But you know, I went into multiple games. People asked me if we were going to win that week. I had no idea. You don't know. I mean, as a player, you're focused on one thing. You're going to play the best you can. You think you're going to win every single game. And that's kind of your answer when people ask. But it's one pick six. You know, it's one fumble away from the completely different game from happening. So that's why I love football, man. That's why everyone loves it. Anyone could win on any given day. And everyone has enough talent to win. They just got to put the right game plan together.
Yeah, and speaking of which, this year NFL-wise was really, really hard to bet on. The spreads this year were razor thin, and I'm not sure if it's because the NFL signed a gambling deal with Caesars to where they're just getting better reports, or if there was just more underdogs this year winning than ever because the league is that intense. I didn't do that well in NFL this year. I crushed in college. I didn't do that well in NFL this year at all. How did you do with all the underdogs winning? Because, you know, we ended up with Bengals Rams Super Bowl and nobody had picked that. A couple guys here picked the Rams to win it all, but the Bengals came out of left field.
Yeah, no, that was probably my worst year I ever had. I don't think I've actually lost throughout a full season. I actually almost win every week, but I only will take like one or two games, and I also do a lot of live betting. So during a live, I feel like there's a massive advantage. You know, you wait for the favorite, you know, they go down the field, first drive, the underdog scores, and then you just hammer the live line for the favorite, and you get a free 6 points. So definitely a strategy that I've used a lot in the past, but this year it just didn't seem to happen. Like the underdogs would just keep the lead, they keep winning, and you know, there's a lot of games where I thought the favorite would come back. It just never happened, so I was getting crushed on a lot of games.
Yeah, I got killed this year. Chiefs live line at halftime was a big one for me, though. I would try to get it back on the Chiefs live line at halftime. They're a lazy team that just doesn't try until the second half. And, I mean, it ended up costing them this year. But that's a live line that I'm always looking at is the Chiefs week to week.
Yeah, that was huge. That was huge. Came back every game. So,
yeah,
man, it's still at the end of the day, it's tough, man. Everyone's so good. And even the worst team in the league is still the best players in the world. So, you know, anyone could win any week.
For sure. Look, your brother is in limbo of whether or not he's going to return. Is he coming back to play for the Buccaneers this season?
Man, he's going to come visit me this week. So I'll let you know how our training goes. Maybe I can get him in shape for another year.
Is that what it's really up to? Just the training in the off season and then examining or re-examining your body at the end of it and going, all right, I can do this or I can't do this year. Like I'm cooked.
No, I don't think so. Cause in the off season, you actually think you can make it and you feel great. So, you know, you're going to finally recover. You're feeling good. You think you can play another season. Really it comes down to that first hit or that first injury you take during the season. Mm-hmm. When you're like, man, like, why did I come back? Or like, you know, maybe it's time to step away. Cause you can do anything without pads on. You know, you can feel great, but you can't protect yourself from a blindside hit down the middle where a guy takes out your knees. And, you know, there's no amount of training that you can do to protect yourself on that. So yeah, it's more about just, to me, it was always more about just the passion. Like, do you have the passion to go back and grind it out for another, you know, what, 18-week season now.
Yeah.
Added extra one. So, and then playoffs and Super Bowl. I mean, do you still have that passion is what it comes down to.
Yeah. Speaking of passion, Tom Brady clearly still has it. He announced that he was going to unretire after what, 3 or 4 weeks, and then go back to the Buccaneers, which could potentially be Rob's quarterback again for the 90th year in a row. Did he come back just to spite Adam Scheffler? Because that's exactly what it seems like.
Man, absolutely. It's so hard to walk away from the game, you know, especially 20 years, 22 years into a career. I think the guy's probably the most competitive guy in the world. You know, I played 4 years. I didn't even want to walk back out on that field because it's such a grind. But, you know, he's I don't think he's going to give up until he has to, you know, until an injury takes him out, because his competitive spirit is just insane. So I think he sat on the couch for 3 weeks, realized he's still one of the best in the world to do it. And, you know, at that point just said he's not going to stop yet.
Yeah. And it's odd to me because he had arguably one of his greatest seasons ever last year. So for him to step away like that, it seemed like a strange time. You know the ins and outs of that locker room better than I do. Did it have anything to do with Bruce Arians?
Man, you know, I don't know with the whole Bruce Arians situation. I didn't think it was necessarily a bad time for him to walk away, though. You know, to me, it's hard to walk away after you win. Like, after you win it all, you know, you had the talent. You know, you came up a little bit short, but you had an amazing year. I thought it was a good time to walk away. I think it's going to be hard to rebuild that team, get the talent back, and come back. I mean, really, realistically, to win the Super Bowl this upcoming year, I think it's going to be a lot harder than, you know, the previous year where they had a lot more talent. So I thought it was a good time to walk away personally, but yeah, I'm not sure what happened with the change with the coach, but
yeah, I found it odd that Brady comes back, he unretires, and then magically Arians retires and then goes into the, I think he's a GM now or working with ownership. So he'll be in the box up there week after week. And then is it Todd Bowles that took over?
Yep. So Todd Bowles coming in for sure. I mean, I think Brady, he was running his own offense after about week 9 of the previous season. I mean, you saw that massive change after their bye week. I think that's kind of when Brady came in and kind of implemented his own system. To me, Bruce Arians, and he came into Indy when I was there, and is actually the reason I got traded from Indy. So wasn't my favorite coach, because he told everyone he would never use a fullback. So I got traded that next week to Denver. But I think his system was more a system where, you know, the quarterback had to hold the ball longer, and obviously didn't fit with a 40-year-old quarterback. So once Brady kind of took over that offense, you saw things change quickly. And I think he's had the reins since that time. So I don't know how much that really affected the decision for him to come back.
Well, why not Byron Leftwich? Because a lot of people think Byron Leftwich should be a head coach in the NFL. I agree. And he seems to be the offensive mastermind there. Why didn't they just bump him up? It was, to me, at least kind of confusing that Todd Bowles came up instead of Leftwich.
Yeah, man, I have no idea. That's definitely didn't see that come. I don't know if it was the previous head coaching experience or where that decision came from. But yeah, definitely came out of nowhere.
But his previous head coaching experience was at the New York Jets, and he was awful. So does that really count? Like, do you really give a shit about it? Because the Jets are the Jets, and the Jets are going to Jets for a long time. I don't see that team getting any better anytime soon. So, yeah, with his record of the Jets, I was like, yeah, I mean, he's got head coaching experience, but fuck, man, they did nothing there. They did nothing.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. So, man, I don't know. I think it's more of just the managing style, and I think they felt more comfortable with him, but you know, I'm not any expert at coaching, I could promise you that.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you're looking at the divisions, I think the Bucs actually have a decent shot at it. The Rams, you know, they only got better. The Bills look super sexy this year.
Yeah.
Man, I'd love to see. I think your brother fits in with the Bills and their fan base the best, and I think that would be a match made in heaven if he came back just to crash through a fucking table and win a Super Bowl for Buffalo. It would be the ultimate party of all time, I think.
Man, it would be full circle, man, bringing us back to our hometown. Playing in front of the hometown crowd. Yeah. Dropping some elbows through tables.
Yeah.
All the bros would be there doing the same thing. It would definitely be a party. Might be a little bit of a distraction as well. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, they signed OJ Howard to Buffalo.
That's right. Yeah.
So yeah, I'm not sure where that's at. I know they offered him in the past, but yeah, man, I think he came out and said he was going to only play for one quarterback and kind of reemphasize that as well. So it sounds like if he makes it back, it's going to be in Tampa.
So it's Bucs or bust, huh?
That's what it sounds like. I mean, I can't see him going anywhere else. It's hard to get that kind of chemistry with another quarterback in another system. And, you know, I don't think he's trying to go through a full camp and beat himself down and get on page with a whole new system. So I think it's Bucs or bust at this point.
Damn, dude. Damn. I want to see it happen. I enjoy watching Brady play, and that team is good. I think Mike Evans is back, right? Godwin just signed a big deal. I think he's 3 years, $60 million. So, I mean, they've got all the offensive pieces to make another run at it, whereas the Packers just spent every last dime on Aaron Rodgers, and they're going to have nobody around him. So, you know, coming out of that division, out of the NFC, you still got the Rams there. Anybody else look sexy there in that division besides the Rams this year? Man, it's hard off the top of your head because the Cowboys did nothing. They have all this money and they didn't spend any. I know you're, you know, obviously a Cowboys guy. Why didn't they spend any money at all? Like I can't lump them in as a contender.
I don't get it, man. I mean, I thought they had, I truthfully thought the Cowboys were going to make a better run at it in the playoff run. But I think it's more of leadership there. I think it's more of just discipline in Dallas. And it's kind of been like that since I've been there. You know, I was there in 2010. It's kind of been the same thing where, you know, it's just not discipline enough. You get all the penalties, you know, and no one's on the same page. And the talent's there, man. I think they have enough talent to make a good run. And I thought they had enough talent to really go deep in the playoffs, but you got to be together as a team.
Yeah, they cratered. We've got a guy in here, Sean, who's a huge Cowboys fan, likes to smoke cools, wear jean shorts. You know what a Cowboys fan is, obviously. And as soon as they made the playoffs, I was like, nope, I'm betting everything against them. Like that is not going to be a team that ever makes it out of there. I don't think Dak's the guy. Dak Prescott's the guy to win a Super Bowl for Dallas.
It's tough, man. I mean, I think he's talented enough. I just don't think the team rallies around him. Yeah, I think there's something there that is just missing. I don't know what it is. I mean, personally, talent-wise, I thought when he came out the first game of the year off an injury, played against, you know, the reigning champs in Tampa, I was impressed. You know, that was an impressive showing. I'm like, man, these guys are for real. The talent is there. If they come together as a team, they're going to be a contender.
That was a great game. That led off the season last year. That was a blast. Bucs didn't cover. I'll never forget that.
No, you're right. I won't forget that either.
I think we were doing a live watch here, and I'm looking at this game, and they were up by double digits most of the game, and then the Cowboys came back at the end of it, and I was like, fucking Brady, dude. He doesn't cover that much. Great quarterback, but doesn't cover that much.
Yeah, I mean, they start to get massive spreads too. So, yeah, you know, it's hard, especially they're always backdoor covers too. So,
always right at the end of the game. Yeah, it's crazy. Let's talk about the Shakers since we're on the show. You were on Shark Tank for this. How long ago was that? About a year and a half ago now?
No, it's been a while. October 2017.
Holy shit. With COVID, I've lost all sense of time, smell, touch, feel, you name it. 2017. No way.
2017. Okay, hey, we did well. So we got the 2000 update one year update in 2018. So, you know, we're always being replayed as well. So it's all over the place. Everyone's always seen it. I think it's one of the top 10 episodes. So they like to replay it and we like when they replay it.
Oh, for sure. I know me and my wife have it in the background all the time when we're cooking dinner and stuff. Cause they'll rerun it on, what is it? MSNBC. Over and over again. Huge.
All the time.
All the time. And so I feel like I've seen your episode like 19 times, which is great. Give us an update on the product and how it's doing. How's it selling today?
Yeah, man, it's been great. So yeah, we obviously exploded right out the gate with Shark Tank. We've grown at least 30% every year since then. We're nationwide, GNC, Vitamin Shop, Lifetime Fitness. We just got into 1900 Walmarts. Some of the military channels as well. So it's been good, man. Still coming out with new products. We got a jug releasing tomorrow. It's actually the request of of Rob, you know, training in Tampa, he wanted a bigger water bottle. So the half gallon, full gallon jug coming, and we'll continue to build, man. So it's been good. Shockingly good. So just keep grinding.
I'm sorry to interrupt. You have a full gallon bottle coming out soon?
Yeah. Where is the full, where can we get the full gallon? That's the big boy.
We need those at our desks.
Yeah.
Full gallon coming tomorrow. Yeah. So we should release it by the end of the week. Trying to put a nice little campaign together for Rob, talking about how he loves jugs. So we'll see how that goes.
That's great. So pop ours up real quick. We did a partnership with you guys. How does this work as far as like patents go and all that stuff? Did you guys have to get patents for the bottle and everything else? Because Shark Tank, you really go deep into that stuff. I finally got into that world with the seltzers, obviously, and I was surprised what you really needed and how long it fucking took. Do you guys have a patent and a trademark for all this?
Yeah, for sure. Everything's trademarked. Ice Shaker's all trademarked. We do have different patents as well on our different products. So yeah, it's a lot, man. And not only do you have to get the patents, you then have to protect them as well, which costs a lot of money too. So a lot of behind the scenes with any business. And it's always, as you know now, a lot harder to get off the ground than you think it's going to be.
Yeah. And I mean, dude, even just filing for just one trademark, just one simple name or whatever it is, it's $1,000. And if you don't get it, then they'll give you options and be like, hey, do you want to go and buy it from this other company that's kind of similar to yours that we won't give you the patent to? And they could ask for whatever they want. That's the first thing. The second thing is right now, because of how backed up the government is, it's about 8.5 months to wait to see if you got a trademark.
Yeah, it's a lot, man. Yeah. And patents are way worse. Patents can be years. So there's a lot behind it. A lot of expenses, a lot of lawyer fees. And then when someone knocks you off, you get to pay even more to send them more letters and more lawyer fees.
Exactly. Did Cuban and those guys help you out with that?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. We lean on their team. Whenever we come into any kind of legal trouble, we're going to reach out and make sure, that we're on the right page and we have all of our stuff in line.
That's great. That's one of the benefits they don't really talk about on Shark Tank, because those legal fees are expensive, dude, for all of this shit. Like, ours, you know, for booze, you've got to license it in every single state. I think we're through like 5 now. And it's, dude, those fees add up, and it would be great to have somebody to lean on like Cuban and those guys for lawsuits, because I'm sure people have tried to use your brand after you've been on Shark Tank.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's just a sign of success. You know, if you're doing well, at some point someone's going to knock you off, and that's when you know you made it. So yeah, it's definitely came. You know, we've had to send out letters, multiple letters all the time. And it's just all about having those right pieces in place. So it's part of success. So I guess it's a good thing.
Yeah, I see you're rocking a Skechers hoodie there. Are you a big Skechers fan?
No. It's we got the Ice Shaker logo on it over here.
Oh, it's the Shaker logo. Okay, cool. It's not Skechers. All right.
Oh, yeah. It's the Ice Shaker logo.
There you go. Pull that tie aside real quick for the audience. Thank God. It looked like Skechers from a distance, and I was like, bro, are you fucking doing Skechers?
No. We're good. We're good over here.
Because if I see you in a fucking Shape Up commercial, man, I don't know if we can be friends anymore.
Yeah, man. No, they haven't came for us yet. So
they're coming for everybody. You know that, right?
So hey, I guess I'm doing something right if they come knocking. But
I saw Joe Montana in a Skechers commercial the other day, and I was like, Joe, what are we doing here, bro? Skechers is buying people off left and right, hey, dude. Man, it's shocking.
They're paying.
They're paying for sure. They're paying. Speaking of paying, dude, the Daily father and son duo got the fucking bag today with the NIL deal. Did you see that?
No. What we get going? What do you got?
Hooters, bro. They signed with Hooters. John Daly and his son signed with Hooters. It's the greatest partnership of all time. But I can't help but think, if you guys were in college, the Gronkowski brothers and Hooters, holy shit, dude, would that have been gangbusters?
Wow, man. Yeah, we didn't get any of that action. You know, unfortunately, there was no NIL, so missed all that. But yeah, man, I think it would have been more of a distraction for the most part for most players, man, because that's all those guys are doing now, is they're chasing NIL deals.
Yep.
They're jumping in and out of the transfer portal. You know, they're going to the coaches telling them, if I don't get some kind of juice here, like why would I not just leave? And man, it's just becoming like this crazy, crazy game of who has more alumni that will pay money.
It is, man. Speaking of which, it happened to Ohio State. Quinn Ewers, the quarterback at Ohio State, he walked into Ryan Day's office and was like, "Hey, am I going to start next year?" And he was like, no, we have CJ Stroud, Heisman finalist. He's a freshman. So we're good. And he goes, "Well, I gotta start at least 8 games to cash in on that NIL deal." I think it was $1.8 million. And they went shopping after that, essentially. Him and his dad went down. Texas Longhorns backed up the truck. And I'll be curious to see if he actually starts. Because what happens if you're shitty? Like, what do you do as a college then at that point, I guess?
Yeah, that sucks. I mean, the college isn't paying it. It's the alumni or, you know, the boosters or whoever it is that's stepping in. But man, essentially right now in college football, you can buy a team. You know, just imagine if, a big alumni from whatever school it is says, "Hey, I will pay every single lineman 50 grand.
That's what Texas did. Texas Longhorns did that. Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to have walk-ons that could have went somewhere else and played D1 coming to your school. Because you're getting paid 50 grand. So, you know, they're covering tuition or whatever it is. Plus they're making money guaranteed. Yeah, you're going to just stack up your team. So if you get a couple teams to do that, they're going to just be absolute powerhouses in college football. So essentially, if you're a billionaire right now and you really love your college, you could buy a national championship right now.
Chris, you've been on the show before. You know, we got some sponsors that put this shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, GhostBed.com/drinking bros. Get all the things. Go get them now. 30% off of the promo code drinking bros at checkout. Fill up the entire cart. Really fucking bankrupt the company. Who cares? You want 19 pillows? Great. 30% off. You want 40 pairs of sheets? 30% off. You want 26 weighted blankets? Put them on homeless children. I don't even know if that's a thing, but if it is, don't let them sleep out in the goddamn cold. Put a ghost bed weighted blanket on them. Go to ghostbed.com/drinking bros today, where they've also got that 40% off bundle package. That's the adjustable base and the mattress slapped together for 40% off. Love that adjustable base. Comes with a remote control, USB ports, flashlights, you name it. And it's all controlled with a very nice remote control. It's sleek. It could go inside you. Depends on what you're getting into that night. As always, they get a 60-month pay-as-you-go, no-interest program if you have decent credits. So all the deals I just mentioned can be combined with that for a delightful experience of $20 to $25 a month if you're getting a whole bedroom set. Do it. Go to ghostbed.com/drinking bros today. Next up, we've got The Store. I think it should just be called The Store. drinkingbros.com/store, or just go to drinkingbros.com, click on the merch link. That's where you're going to find these shakers that we're talking about in the store today. We've partnered up with Chris's company. Thank you, Chris, for all your hard work on this. These turned out amazing. We've got our own designs on these shakers, taking them to the gym, fill them up with coffee when you take your kids to school in the morning. Fill it up with fucking booze and go sit in a parking lot for an hour and figure your life out. You can do whatever you want. We're not going to judge you on these goddamn things, but they're beautiful. They're amazing. I think you can drive over them with a car too, and they're not going to break. Is that true? No, we don't have probably not true. Maybe don't drive over it in a car. Okay. But give it a shot. I don't want to say no and yes, and then what if I'm wrong? I tell you what, buy one of these fucking things and then drive over it and then let me know, okay? If it breaks, I'm not giving you your money back. But give it a shot. Also, in the merch store, we got the bro boxes that are out. Each month is specialized. You will never have any of those items again. Last month was my month. Got customized shirts. Warhol style is what I was feeling last month. And then we got the daddy mugs in there. It was a fun box. All the things are in there. Flex fit hats, all of it. Defund politician shirts. Go to drinkingbros.com/store today and get your merch. Last but not least, we got hardafseltzer.com. Let's fucking go, fam. 8% seltzers. No carbs, no sugars, no gluten, just pure, unadulterated enjoyment. God damn it, let's go. The OG flavors are in there right now. You got the peach, strawberry shortcake, Blue Raz, and the Lemon Lime. We got some new flavors coming out this summer. Get the OG ones now. Just get a case. We ship right to your house. We ship to 42 states. If you're able to get through a six-pack, send us a video of it. Or just try to complete a whole sentence after drinking a six-pack. And if you can, I'll give you another six-pack for free. Tell you what, just send in your videos to us on the Drinking Bros Instagram account. Go to hardafseltzer.com. Get some seltzer shipped to your house, kids. 100%. And look, I said this maybe a year ago where what's to stop Texas? Because they have a fund now together. And I think it's maybe nine or 10 boosters that are in this slush fund. And it's simply just to pay football players, college football players, to play for the school. And if you are a starter, yeah, the linemen are getting $50,000 a piece starting in the fall. And then I heard Quinn Ewers was like $10 million. Like it was something crazy. Dead serious.
Yeah. I mean, and that'll also keep them in college for all 4 years. I mean, they're not going to leave early if they're getting 10 mil.
Oh, not at all. I mean, but looking back at it, college is college and it's the greatest time of all time. I don't know if your college experience was like that. I would have. Sure. Yeah. I mean, dude, to stay 4 years, if you can do it, do it.
Yeah, for sure. For especially, I mean, if you're the big decision is, you know, if you're being paid or not being paid, you know, as an athlete, you don't want to stay an extra year to party, you know, when you could have went first round and potentially get hurt and, you know, fall out of the draft or never play again and lose millions and millions of dollars. So, you know, now that that's off the table, I mean, if you could stay and still get paid and get paid well, why not stay? Enjoy that last year. You know, it becomes a job once you make it to the NFL. You know, it completely changes. So expectations are way higher. The game's way faster. If you can stay in college and get paid the same, that's the dream.
No shit. And imagine if it was Hooters, you know, if you're just, cause I love the wings. I don't know if you're a breaded wing guy. I love the wings at Hooters. I don't get Naked or Daytona. I get the breaded old school ones with a shit ton of blue cheese. And then you have access to all of their talent that is on the Hooters roster. My God, man, that would have been the greatest college of all time.
I would love to see what his deliverables are for that partartnership.
I mean, he plays golf. It's not that fucking hard, for Christ's sakes. Like, it's not like you're getting your brains bashed in every day. Like, you know, you can play 18 in the morning and then two putt at night if you want. You know?
That's a pretty cool partnership. I didn't realize that Hooters was in the NIL space, man. But
they are. Hey, Bob, if you can pull up that picture today, there's a father-son pic with them. They even made John Daly some personalized Hooters pants to wear, which are nice. I don't know if these are available to buy, but my God, dude, let's go. Hooters is doing it right. We'll pop that up on screen. Are you able to see that on our side?
I can't see it.
Oh, you can't see it. Okay. So it's up on screen now. We're doing an event with John Daly, June 20th, actually, in Nashville. I'm going to ask him about this shit. Maybe he'll bring some of these women with him. I'm not sure.
Just picture if Santa Claus was divorced and much got what you see here.
I don't know why he's got the beard like that. It makes zero sense. Because without the beard, he still kind of looks like John Daly. Like John Daly has always looked. And he's partying these days, Chris, like really going for it.
Did he ever stop though?
He did for a little bit. You know, he's got cancer, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's got cancer. Yeah. We did a gig with him, I think last September. And yeah, dude, I mean, smoking heaters, drinking vodka all the way to the top of a styrofoam cup, still going for it. Cause he's just like, look, man, I want to live my life and enjoy myself. And I've never seen a human being enjoy himself more than John Daly.
Yeah, he's impressive.
He's impressive. And the kid kind of looks like him. He also looks like the catcher from Sandlot a little bit. Like if he grew up. But dude, if you're living in Arkansas, I mean, you can run through an Arkansas Hooters too. You don't even have to be that famous there.
It's going to be interesting to see how this NIL deal goes.
Fuck yeah, dude. You ever show up in one of these small college towns with the brothers and the cameras and all that shit? Dude, in these smaller towns, the girls go crazy, dude, for just a little bit of fame.
Yeah, we went to the youngest brother was playing at Kansas State. So we used to go to Manhattan, Kansas, and We actually went through a lot of tables there for some reason. I'm not sure why, but that was kind of our go-to play. But yeah, it would always get like super wild there.
How is K-State to party? I've never partied there.
It was good, man, because there's really nowhere else to go for like hours. So, you know, everyone goes hard.
Okay.
You can't really leave and go somewhere else. So the whole campus just all parties at the same kind of the same bars right there.
Is it a big school? Bob,
I think they got about 35,000.
That's not bad. That's not bad. Bob, you ever party there?
No, I never made the trip to Manhattan, Kansas. Dan's been.
How is it? Uh-oh. Dan is covering his face right now, so some horrific shit happened there.
No.
Say it aloud.
That's just where my ex-girlfriend went.
Oh, that's right. That's right. But you didn't meet her there.
No, but I went there.
Oh, you did go there. Yeah, how is it? Is it fun?
Yeah, it's fine. It was during COVID, so it's not, wasn't like going off, you know?
I just picture it's Kansas, where you're just in the middle of nowhere, and you're like, man, what do we really have to live for? Like, let's just do all the drugs, have all the sex, and do all the things. Because you're in Kansas, right? I mean, you're pretty much known for a Wizard of Oz movie and maybe the Royals, I guess. And that's about it. Like, let's go for it.
Yeah, they go hard. It's kind of like Buffalo.
Yeah, dude. Same thing. When I went to Buffalo, I got it. Like, I understood why people were going hard in Buffalo. It's freezing. There's nothing really to do there that much. And it's like, dude, the Bills are life. I want those guys to win just so they can burn that city down.
Yeah, it's going to happen one day. Maybe next year. Maybe this season.
I think so, man. Look, you got Stephon Diggs, who they just signed to a long-term deal. Josh Allen is great. And they just bolstered their defense even more than they – I mean, they already had a great defense to begin with. So I think this year could be their year, man.
I think so. I think so, too. I mean, the chemistry's there.
It is.
Everyone loves, you know, Josh Allen, and everyone kind of rallies behind him as well. It seems like they're a true team. So I think they'll continue to get better. And man, I thought they had that game this year, but
no, it was close.
Never had the ball last, ended up winning that one.
I know, it was close. It was a fun game. I was at the other one 2 years ago when they lost to the Chiefs to go to the Super Bowl. That was a fun one. The draft, NFL draft is coming up next week. Are you a big draft guy? Do you have a huge party for the draft?
Yeah, you didn't hear about it yet?
No, I have not.
Yeah, so Gronk Beach is the official NFL draft party in Vegas this year. So I will have to, if you can send me a case, I probably need to start warming up.
Yes, you do. Gronk Beach
because I haven't drank in a while. April 29th, we will be throwing a party at Encore Beach Club from noon to 6. And we will be inviting all the first round picks to come to the party as well. So we'll see how many show up. But this might be a recurring thing. We might be the official draft party going forward. There really isn't one right now.
Right.
And this is a good start. So we did the Gronk Beach party at the Super Bowl in Miami. Sold out immediately. Looks like it's going to be the same thing for the draft party. So could be a recurring event where we hit draft and then Super Bowl.
That's awesome. And so can Gen Pop go there? Can you buy tickets to it? Or is this like an invite only? Is it private?
No. So there's 4,000 tickets available. They're actually not bad. So last I looked, the females, and this is how Vegas does it, it were $55, and then guys were $85 a ticket.
Any musical performances going
on? Yeah, we got anybody performing?
Yes, Chainsmokers will be the lead or the headers or whatever the featured. But it's all Vegas talent. So you know, it's all the talent that's signed to Encore.
No shit, dude. That'll be a fucking blast.
That's a great event.
God,
can
damn
we go
it.
To that, Ross?
No, I've got to go to the White House next week.
Can we go though?
Oh yeah, you guys can go for sure.
Go report on it. You know, maybe interview some first round picks.
Yes, we'll send you to that for sure. That'd be a fucking blast. Dude, I didn't know you had a party. I would have pushed the goddamn White House for a Gronk party for the draft.
So draft party. It actually ends up being one of our friends, Mojo's bachelor party as well. So we're actually double dipping on it. So it's going to get next level wild, I'm sure.
Oh, let's go, dude. You'll be sans kids and wife, I hope, right?
Correct. I will probably only be allowed to go for like 12 hours.
Does she care? Does your wife care?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Usually I get like the 12-hour pass for Vegas. I usually have to fly in like that morning and then fly home the same day.
Oh, no way. Is that real?
I do it all the time. Yeah. Yeah. That's once you get past three kids, that's what happens.
You'll that's see. Hilarious.
You got 3 weeks left.
Yeah. I got 3 weeks left on that. That's funny. Cause my wife says the same shit. Like she'll be like, hey dude, you're coming back right the next day. And I was like, yeah. I mean, I probably want to sleep it in, but she's like, Nope. We got dad duties here at the house. So you can go and live that life for a good half day. And then we're all done here.
Yeah. I'm a master at it actually. Yeah, I usually just sleep on the plane. It's not a far flight to Vegas, but when I fly like across the country, yeah, I just this all nighter, get right on the plane and I go home.
Yeah, you're in what, Dallas, right?
Yeah, I'm in Dallas.
Yeah. So yeah, that's an easy one. That's a nonstop going to Vegas, rage, and then go home. Chain smokers and all that shit would be just a goddamn blast. Damn it, man. How's the weather there? It's probably pretty warm, right?
Yeah, it's probably perfect.
Yeah, right about now, because summer, that's too much, man. When it starts to hit like 120 and it feels like somebody's following you with a blow dryer behind you, that's too much for me in Vegas.
Yeah, no, it's a lot. But right now it's it should be perfect weather and should be the perfect event. So I'm pretty excited for it.
Damn, I'm excited for you. I wish I could put myself inside you. I know that probably doesn't sound correct, but to me, it did in my mind before it came out of my mouth, and that's all that matters.
Yeah. You guys, this isn't live, is it? Are you going to edit that out?
No, not at all. I'll leave it in there. Look, all my mistakes are for everybody to see, and I don't care. I don't care. But man, that seems like a fucking blast. So first round, all right, if you're inviting all the first round picks, it's a wide receiver heavy draft. So what you're looking at Garrett. So I pray I'm a Falcons fan, which is awful. And I know it and I don't really care. I heard Baker Mayfield's going to be our fucking quarterback, by the way. And I'm not stoked about that whatsoever. Did you hear that?
I've heard some of it. Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah, man. I didn't know. I don't know. I mean, he played hurt all last year, so it was kind of hard to get a read on him.
Well, I got a read on him the year before that. And I'm all good on Baker in the NFL. I think he'll be great as an analyst and like announcing games and shit because he's got a good personality. He's good in commercials and shit. I just I'm not a big fan of him as a quarterback. But I heard, if you believe Mel Kiper and the big draft board there, that they might be going after Garrett Wilson at number 8 for wide receiver, which would be a dream of mine because obviously I'm an Ohio State guy. So I think Garrett Wilson is the best in this draft and it would be amazing.
So shit, are you going to get him to Gronk Beach or what?
I hope, because there's a couple Buckeyes that are going top 15. Chris Olave is the other wide receiver superstar. So he'll be drafted in the first 15 as well. So there could be a couple Buckeyes there. There should be, unless something went horrifically wrong. But then it's weird because quarterbacks usually dominate these drafts. They're not going to this year. I think Malik, that kid out of Liberty, we'll probably go to the Panthers at 6. And then they're saying Kenny Pickett potentially at 20 to the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's, you know, he went to Pitt. So those guys might be there. You can see how big his hands are in real life.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be doing that at all. I'm not sure what I'll be doing.
You heard that story, right? How small his fucking hands were?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't hear it? Dude, they wouldn't shut the fuck up about it. He has the smallest hands. If he is to play, right? Is it the smallest hands for a quarterback in NFL history?
I don't think that's true.
I think it's true.
I don't think that's true.
And then when they remeasured him at his pro day at the college, his hands magically got an inch bigger because everybody wouldn't shut the fuck up about the size of this kid's hands, that they were too tiny.
What'd they come in at? Yeah, what's like 9 inches or what?
No, smaller. I think it was
8 5/8.
8 5/8.
Really?
That was at Pitt's pro day, and it was 1/8 of an inch larger than I guess what they measured before.
Correct. You know that world better than I. Does it really fucking matter?
I mean, as a quarterback?
Yeah.
I think so. I mean, that is really small. I mean, I don't think I have big hands in yeah, I'm minor like 10 inches. So, yeah, I think, I mean, if the guy can throw it, he can spin it. I guess it doesn't matter. But usually you just can't grip it as well.
Yeah, you can't grip it as well. And if you're in a cold weather city, like let's say Pittsburgh. So let's say he does end up going to Pittsburgh. And I know he played for Pitt, so he's used to the weather. But is an NFL ball that much different Then a college ball?
No, no. I mean, if you could throw a college ball, he should be good.
Okay.
I don't think so.
So maybe I mean, he's fine, but if he sucks, all they're going to do is talk about his tiny hands.
Yeah. It's crazy the measurables and how much they put on it. But yeah, he'll definitely guaranteed he drops just because of that reason, which is insane.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause right now I think they got him going at 20 up there. And yeah, if you get a photo, if he comes to your party, get a photo of your hands together and then just show the world.
I'll get him and Rob because like Rob's hands, he makes mine look tiny. So
really, he's got big mitts, huh?
They're insane. So yeah, we'll put those two together if he comes.
Yeah. And if you put that picture up, it'll go viral for sure. Cause everybody wants to see this kid's hands for some reason. They're just little tiny hands.
You think he'll let us do that?
Yeah. Yeah. He seems cool enough, right? Kenny Pickett's down for that type of shit, right? Yeah. Yeah, I think he'd be fine with that for sure.
All right.
Especially if he gets drafted and he goes in the first round, like you're good at that point. Because that you're kind of just sweating that whole day and then you just want to go in the first round and then get it over with, right?
Yeah, if we can get him on stage and you know, in the VIP, he'll be feeling really good. So I think we'll definitely be able to get the picture.
Get a tiny hand section for the VIP and then make him sit in that.
He can probably sell a lot of like shirts, jerseys, all that just based on that. So,
oh, easily.
Actually, yeah, like that's a huge advantage for someone like that because he already has a built-in marketing program.
I know. There's a lot he can do. He could do Isotoner commercials, you name it.
It's not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing at all. They got Aiden Hutchinson from Michigan going at one. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I couldn't even tell you. I'm kind of in this program now at my house where I'm allowed to watch NFL games. And once the season ends, I'm literally watching cartoons or nothing from that point forward. So yeah, I don't see a lot of the draft stuff or,
What about college? No college football at the house?
No, I don't watch college either.
No way. Why not?
There's too many games. And, you know, the alma mater plays at like 10:30 PM at night at Arizona. So I watched like the first quarter and they suck and they haven't won a game in 2 years. So I kind of just gave up on college.
Who's your coach? Is it Herm Edwards?
That's ASU.
That's Arizona State.
Yeah. Yeah. No, Jed Fisher. Jed Fish came in. It's actually, he's doing a good job. They had I think they were number two in the Pac-12 recruiting class this year, which is good for the fact that they won one game in 2 years. So he's definitely trying to make some moves and really also including the alumni back into the program and trying to make everything cool again, man. College football now is all about making it cool, having social media, having NIL deals. Like it's such a different world now for recruiting. I feel bad, man. Like that's a tough spot to be in as a recruiting coordinator or coach.
It is. But that school's so fun. You would figure that it just recruits itself.
It does. It definitely, I mean, that's how Rob ended up there. That's how I ended up there. But you got to showcase how cool it is, how fun it is to get them there.
Because, I mean, you have the warm weather. I feel like everybody has to be in insane shape because you're not wearing clothes most of the year, women included. And then most of the fraternities have like beach volleyball courts and pools and shit, right?
Yeah.
It's
a good place to be.
It's a blast down there. I did a couple gigs there in my 20s, and dear God, dude, it was a lot of fucking fun. Like if my kids came and were like, hey, Dad, we want to go to Arizona or ASU, I'd be like, well, have fun. Lead the life I didn't, you know?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. It's where we learn how to slip and slide. I can tell you that.
Because I'm
trying to bring it back.
I enjoyed Ohio State and it was fun, but it was cold. Like the winters are brutal there.
Yeah, we're gonna try to break the some kind of world record for a slip and slide at some point. So that's the kind of stuff that Jed Fisher is doing there. You know, he's calling us up on the weekends. He's saying, "How can we make this cool again?" I recommended that you know we used to do slip and slides through our entire house, and then jump into our hot tub. So he's like, "That's a great idea. How can we break a record doing that?" So that's our next thing that we're working on right now.
Okay, Bob, what is the record? Or do you know it, Chris, off the top of your head?
Yeah, yeah. So there's a whole bunch of different ones. So there's the longest slip and slide, which is actually like close to a mile, which, you know, there's no chance. We can do that. Then there's one that's the longest slip and slide on a flat surface, which is actually doable. We just got to find a way to kind of make you slide really, really far. Or like we're thinking about using like the fire department to come out and spray us with the hose. So it'll give us more distance.
Yeah.
So that we can actually slide the entire football field. And then there's one that's the most people on a slip and slide at once, which I think that's the go-to. It's like you line the whole field up as a slip and slide. And then you invite the whole student section onto the slip and slide at once. And then you break the record for the most people on a slip and slide at one time.
Oh, that'd be dope, dude.
That's the one I told them to go with. Cause like, yeah, that one's by far will be the most fun.
What's the record? How many people is it? Do you know?
Yeah. So I don't think that's actually like, no one's actually set that record yet. So I think you just have to set it at 50 people. So it's pretty, I think that's a pretty easy one to get.
I read a crazy one last night because, you know, we're on 5 days a week and I host a couple other shows. So I'm always looking for like fun, cool, like weird stories. The one I read last night, Guinness Book of World Records wise, was a woman who had sex with the most dudes in one day.
What was that record?
Yeah. So I'm going to ask you for a guess on that. What do you think her number was for one 24-hour period?
And like Guinness actually like verified this?
Correct.
So someone had to watch all of it and make sure it was going down.
Yeah, well, that's the easy part, right? I mean, anybody would sit around and watch that all day.
What did it actually, I mean, so with Guinness, there's always like official like rules though. So like, was it like one pump and that was it?
Penetration is what it was.
That was it?
Yeah, penetration okay. is what it was. So what's your guess?
And she's trying to set the record. So I'm guessing I'm going to go pretty, I'm thinking this is pretty high.
Okay.
I'm going to go right around 450.
Double it.
Really?
912 was the answer.
Wow.
912 was the answer. And I don't know, Giorgio's about to pick up a mic there. Go ahead, Giorgio.
Well, how many of them wrapped up?
I don't. So she was white. They had a picture of her. She was white. Not that that matters, obviously, but it was wild, dude. I was like, what the fuck is going on? 912. And so then there were so many comments underneath this article. Usually articles don't get that many comments anymore. And they were like, okay, so that's one every 2 minutes. So if you break it down, it's one dude every 2 minutes. But then a lot of people were writing in asking, well, was there DP? Was there double penetration or any oral at the time?
That takes like, longer.
Yeah, that's what I would have thought too. So I'd like to get some footage of it, Giorgio. I'd like to put you on that the rest of the day. If you could just find that. And then maybe we can do a Patreon show where we watch the whole 24-hour video together and really discuss this. Because I want to go into the ins and outs of it, pun intended. And really get deep into this, another pun intended, because 912 is excessive. That's a big number.
It looks like it might have been bumped to 919.
No, was there seven that they didn't account for? Did they have to check the tape? Is that what you're saying?
Is this the same woman in 2004?
Throw a pickup of her. Yeah, that's the woman I saw. Yeah, that's her.
Mm-hmm.
She's cute.
It actually occurred at the annual World Gangbang Championship, which I guess is held in Poland.
How have I never been to that?
Yeah, how have none of us ever been to that? Are you guys going to cover that on a YouTube video, Chris?
How was that real?
I mean, look, pre-COVID, shit used to be fun. I think we all forgot.
There's a gangbang festival.
It's a gangbang festival.
That was a conference?
Yeah, it's a gangbang festival. It takes place in where, Poland?
Yeah, in Poland.
Do we know what month? If that's near Oktoberfest, that would be a nice gangbang with that, where you can go to Oktoberfest and then just pop over there. And then what are the, can anybody enter? Because if so, I'll enter Giorgio in. What's the entry for that?
Is it a competition? This is championships, so I guess.
Champion, look,
sport, how does one win a gangbang?
Sport fucking is a real life sport, and you can be a champion at it. I'll pay your fee, whatever that is, Giorgio. Would you be down for something like that?
Of course.
Okay. I'm all in on you. I believe in you, actually.
I mean, there'd be a lot of training for this. Rob is still having trouble finding the application or the entry fee or
Bob
something.
Bob is?
Well, I'm just trying to, you know, Just trying to get the details here.
One would imagine it's got to involve some tests. So like this White House thing that I'm going to next week, I had to go through Secret Service, a bunch of fucking COVID tests and all this other bullshit, right? For a gangbang, one would think that's got to be extensive, of like a blood test, some form of STD test, something like that.
Well, maybe like a pre-physical, like a pre-gangbang, like everyone gets in the locker room, you know, the referee comes around, checks you.
Yeah,
your fingernails, make sure they're not too long.
Speaking of referees, Chris, do you coach any of your kids' stuff?
Yeah, I'm a assistant coach now. I head coach last season, but I retired already to a assistant coach now.
What did you coach, and how old was the kid?
You know, so my older son's 5, and the younger one's 3. So, just man, a lot of respect for head coaches at that age. It's more of like,
thank you. You're welcome. You're welcome really for my service
at that point. Like you're kind of just watching the kids.
No, you're coaching, Chris, and I take it very seriously. And I'm a champion. Okay, I don't coach losers.
Did your team win? I mean, we don't even keep score.
Yeah. We definitely keep score. There's a trophy here right behind me. If you want to grab that trophy and come in, yeah, come in behind me on camera. Show Chris the trophy.
Really? What age group was this?
So last year it was 7 and under. Right now I'm coaching the 8 and under team. Can you see that on camera there? So now the league didn't give this out to me for Coach of the Year. I actually had this made myself. So it's a 5-footer. And if you look closely, it says championship head coach, obviously, and then loving father, husband, and friend is also what it says on there. And I also mold young minds into champions, and I'm on pace this year. They're undefeated. The Austin Bulls 8 and under team is undefeated in soccer, so I'm on pace to win back-to-back championships.
Wow.
And I feel pretty positive about that.
I like that, man. That's impressive.
Thank you. Thank you very much. But I had the best compliment of all time. Was that we did an Easter egg hunt thing. Oh, you don't have to stand behind me the whole time. It'd be rad if you did, but no pressure, obviously. No pressure. I had an Easter egg hunt in the neighborhood with the kids and everything else, and we just beat the brakes off this team earlier in the morning. And one of the dads from the other teams was there, and he came up to me. He was like, oh, you coached that game. And I was like, I did. And he goes, man, you know what? At that age, at like, you know, 8 years old, talent-wise, everybody's kind of in the same place. He was like, you're just a better coach than everyone. And I almost started weeping, like just openly weeping. I was like, you're right. You're fucking A right I am. You know? And I show no mercy. Like, there's starters, there's bench players. Like, we're going for championships or nothing there. And we're on pace. We're undefeated right now. So I feel pretty good about it. I feel pretty sturdy.
He seems to have froze.
Yeah, frozen time. And my championship head coaching skills have a lot to do with that.
I think it froze a smile on his face after hearing about your great abilities as a coach.
It makes people freeze up. Some people just get nervous.
He is grinning ear to ear.
Yeah, yeah. Because that's what I do. And that's what championship head coaches do. You win. And then, you know, usually my greatness freezes the screen. Now he's back. Now we got him back. But yeah, going for back-to-back. We got 3 more games. We got 3 more games for the undefeated season, Chris. So.
Yeah, that's impressive. I mean, you got.
We lost him. Here we go.
7-year-old, though. I mean, 5-year-old, we don't keep.
You know what's weird is, so I did coach 5 years old, and they did, yeah, dude, they kept score and they kept standings. So I did coach the 5-year olds, and they did. So that was and I'm always honest here. So I actually lost that championship to another coach at 5 years old. And at the end, we were in North Carolina at that time, and they give you the trophies, and then you go up and get the first and second place or whatever. And I looked at this other coach. And I said, hey, dude, your congratulations, this is going to be the greatest weekend of your life, because you just coached your son to a victory and he'll never forget that the rest of his life, whereas this is going to haunt my dreams forever. And so I think that is what gave me the motivation to come back. And I'm not saying 30 for 30 should probably do a full series on me, but they should probably do a series on me and my greatness as a coach for children.
I want to see it. How'd you learn this?
You know,
where the techniques come from?
I hate to say Shaolin, but I use a lot of Shaolin techniques. It's me and Wu Tang, and we've kind of mixed in that. It's Sun Tzu, Art of War. I don't think you, it's probably over your head, but for a guy like me who's super smart, that it's right in my wheelhouse. So I'm using a lot of those tactics, and then a lot, some underhanded tactics too, that I, you know, if a kid trips another kid, I'm not going to stop him, obviously, during a game. During a practice, I will, because I don't want them to get hurt. But during a game, yeah, you trip another kid, you trip another kid. It's on the ref to call it at that point.
Yeah, no, for sure. you got to play. If the ref ain't calling it, I mean, that's how football works too. I mean, you see the games where, and this is actually something that I don't think a lot of people know, but you get a scouting report on the referees when you're an NFL player. So you're told that week that, you know, hey, this crew calls the most PI calls out of any crew in the NFL. So don't PI this week. You know, don't do any of that. They're going to call it. We also get told when they don't call PI. So, you know, as an offensive player, they're going to tell you, hey, this referee group does not call PI. So, you know, you're going to be playing hard this week. You know, just keep playing through it, keep going. And so it's part of the game. And that's actually part of the game plan as well, is knowing what the refs call and don't call.
I didn't know that they released a report like that. That's crazy.
Yeah, there's a weekly report on each referee crew. So,
and the coaches say, hey, we got so-and-so this week. Like, he's not going to call PI. You can go ahead and give that jersey a tug.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, there's some crews that just call, you know, way more penalties. They call way more holdings. They call way more PIs than others. A lot of time, I mean, there's only, most of the time you're going to get a report that, you know, hey, these guys are, they're just going to call whatever normal. But every once in a while, you'll get a crew that's just like super flag happy or whatever it is. And yeah, they'll pull it out. And that's the first thing we actually talk about the whole week is what the referees are calling and not calling.
No shit, dude. I know this sounds insane, but like, I know, because we have the same refs for these kids sports. It's usually like a mixture of like five of them, right? And you know them. There was one game where like our best kid got hurt and we were up by one goal. And this ref was like this stoner high school kid, which is like most of them. And so I told our best defender, I was like, just kick the ball out of bounds way, way down the field into the woods. And he was like, why? Because I knew this stoner was going to be so slow to get the ball that it was going to chew like 2 minutes off the clock. And that's how crazy sick I get with this. Nothing gives me more joy in this life than ripping the hearts out of the other parents on Saturdays and just ruining their entire weekend. I love it so much. I know that's fucking sick and wrong.
Oh, no, my dad was pretty good at that too.
Was he really?
Yeah. I mean, we won every championship and he was the same way. One of his most epic games I've ever seen him coach, the coach's son was the catcher and he knew he couldn't throw. So he kept, and this is baseball, so he kept delay stealing with his players. You know, he'd go out there, you know, he'd have them kind of creep off the bag, and then the second the catcher threw it back, man, am I cutting out?
No, you're good. You're good. Yeah.
Okay. Keep thinking my connection.
Yeah, no, you're fine.
Yeah, he delayed stealing, and you know, he kept stealing every single play. They ended up crushing him. This team was undefeated, and the entire team was crying by the end of the game.
Oh, that's and, so great. So,
yeah, he was actually bunting every play. Every single kid was bunting. All he practiced was bunting the whole week because the catcher couldn't get out of the stance. And man, he couldn't throw. So did the whole week and delayed steal after that. And they beat him like 12-0.
How old were they? How old were you guys?
I think 12. I think it was a 12-year-old baseball team.
Yeah. And you still remember that. So I like that because I want my kids to remember, hey, dude, not only was dad there for you every single game in practice, but he was bringing home championship trophies. Like, I want that memory to live with them.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. We won every year. And he was watching all the videos, man, like doing all the drills, you know, bringing tennis balls, hitting them in the air for us. I mean, he was watching all the old school, like baseball techniques as well. And then teaching us. So he went all in on it for sure.
That's awesome. And that's why you guys turned out so great. It's a family of champions, damn it. I love it. I love to hear it. Now's the point in the show. We get to the drinking bro of the week, which is someone who has inspired you or helps you become the person you are today. Who would you like to give that to this week?
Man, that's going, man. I'll definitely give it to my dad. And I was just watching him on stage from the last Gronk beach party. Mm-hmm. We just did a nice little highlight film of his dance moves. And I'm really hoping he brings it back. You know, comes out, same dance moves. They're cool. So if you can find that clip, you should probably post it.
Oh, for sure. How hard does your dad go? Because he's empty nester, right?
Yeah, he stepped his game like way up in the last couple of years. Yeah, when we grew up, he didn't drink. He didn't, you know, none of that. But now that, yeah, I mean, he can pretty much do whatever he wants at this point. He definitely takes it, you know, takes it to the next level. So he was, last time I saw him, he was on stage with Shaq. None of us were even there. He went to Shaq's party by himself and got on stage.
No way. Where was that at?
Yeah, that this was in, I think it was in Miami.
Oh, that's great. That's fantastic.
I had friends hitting us up like, hey, like, are you guys there? I'm like, no. They're like, well, your dad's on stage dancing. You know, does he need some help? And we're like, I don't know. But yeah, he was up there by himself, just throwing it down. So he's definitely taking it to the next level. So I'm excited for Gronk Beach.
That's awesome. Well, I tell you what, tell everybody where they can get tickets to Gronk Beach and where they can find you.
Yeah, man. Just jump online, type it. I think it's just gronkbeach.com. I know the tickets were selling super fast. I don't even know if they're still in stock or not, but check that out for sure. Check me out at Chris Gronkowski. Drop a comment about this episode if you listened.
Yeah.
Tell me your favorite part about it. And yeah, check it. Ice Shaker, man. You guys got the ice shakers cranking. So don't come to my site. You snag the ones that you guys are releasing in pre-sale right now.
Hell yeah, dude. Get the Drinking Bros shakers. Bob, pop up gronkbeach.com. Whoever did your website knocked it out of the fucking park, by the way. This is Friday, April 29th. You got the Chain Smokers, Kim Lee, DJ 5, the Doe Twins. Giorgio, are you still in that world? Are you still in the EDM world?
Completely.
Yeah.
Rob Scroll on CBCR, sir.
Look at that, dude. Chain Smokers be going off. You got Win VIP tables. That's dope, dude.
Yeah, all your best bottle service girls will be out. They will be in full force.
Damn right.
They just will. Lie and say you're a first round draft pick.
Exactly. Everybody's got a helmet on, dude. You can't tell who's who.
Late first round.
Yeah, just say you're a late first round pick. Just say you're a lineman and everybody will be like, all right, sweet, I guess. You got to be a bigger dude, but that lie you can at least get away with, I feel.
Hey, you got eight and 5/8 inch hands. You're good. You'll get in.
Let Kenny pick it in for free, damn it. Let him in for free with those tiny hands.
They're all in. They're all in for free. So they're the first round pick. They're in.
That's awesome. Well, dude, we appreciate you being here. Also, check out their YouTube channel. That's always a blast. Chris, it's always a blast having you on the show. Thanks for your time today. We greatly appreciate it. And thanks for partnering up with us on the Shakers.
Absolutely, man. Appreciate you having me on.
All right. Cheers, brother. Thanks for being here.
Cheers, baby.
For Chris Gronkowski, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros Podcast. Good night, everyone. First and foremost, our title sponsor, OmahaSteaks.com. Promo code Drinking Bros. Gonna get you an extra $35 off at checkout. When it comes to Father's Day, some things never change. Dads want steak. A recent survey shows 75% of Americans agree there's no better way to spend Father's Day than grilling with the family. From USDA certified tender steaks to burgers and more, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience, guaranteed to secure your spot as dad's favorite. Shop OmahaSteaks.com and give dad the legendary heartland quality he deserves. Plus, our listeners get an extra $35 off with the promo code DRINKINGBROS at checkout. Here's what I love about Omaha Steaks. It's easy to use. Shows up right at your house. And a huge styrofoam cooler full of dry ice, even in the hot, hot state of Texas down here. It keeps it nice and cool. Shit, mine, I was gone for 36 hours, dude. And it was still great when I returned. A ton of options over there for Omaha Steaks as far as delivery goes. Now, obviously, the steaks are to die for. The fan favorites, the filet mignon, which has earned the coveted distinction of USDA certified tender, and their all new smash burgers are built for the grill. but they also carry mouthwatering chicken, pork, seafood, desserts, and easy to prepare comfort food. My wife loves the apple tart desserts they have over there. And each steak is perfectly aged to maximize tenderness and hand cut by master butchers. Omaha Steaks has been America's original butcher since 1917. They're a family-owned company with over 100 years of expertise in the meat industry. This Father's Day, give Dad the world's best steak experience with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for a guaranteed perfect gift that delivers legendary quality. And for an extra $35 off, use the promo code DRINKINGBROS at checkout. It is omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with the promo code DRINKINGBROS at checkout. Just go ahead and see this site for details. Brother!
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.